This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. To some people, Ron Howard will always be Opie from The Andy Griffith Show or Richie from Happy Days. But since his directorial debut in 1978 with Grand Theft Auto, he's also become one of the most prominent film directors in Hollywood, with movies like Cocoon, Parenthood, Far and Away, and The Paper. Now he's made a new movie starring Tom Hanks, the man he helped introduce to the world in his 1984 film Splash. We'll talk with Ron Howard about the making of Apollo 13, but first, film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
At its highest level, journalism becomes an art form. Read A.J. Liebling or Joseph Mitchell, Norman Mailer's The Executioner's Song, or Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. When we think of journalism in movies, we generally think of documentaries, and they too can be works of art. Think of Hoop Dreams, which a lot of people thought was the best film of 1994, and Crumb, the best film I've seen so far this year. But the movie genre known as docudrama is seldom regarded either as journalism or as art, partly because it uses reenactments of actual events, partly because it frequently twists the facts to suit the melodrama, and mainly because it's often so bad. I suppose Apollo 13 would have to be reckoned a docudrama, but it turns out to be a superb work of journalism, a complicated true story that the movie makers have turned into a terrific piece of high-tension storytelling, with the kind of clarity that's a hallmark of the very best journalism. The year is 1970, 8 months after man first walked on the moon. The three Apollo 13 astronauts think the whole world is watching, but the whole world is bored with moon missions, until the NASA Command Center in Houston sends up a routine order to stir the oxygen tanks, and pilot Jack Swigert complies, whereupon there's an explosion, and suddenly Apollo 13 is disintegrating in space, losing oxygen, power, and heat. As Houston tries desperately to improvise a way to get the ship back, the astronauts are forced to shiver in the cold and breathe the carbon dioxide that can no longer be evacuated. It begins to get to them, as in this scene in which Tom Hanks, as Commander Jim Lovell, has to mediate between Bill Paxton, as pilot Fred Hayes, and Kevin Bacon, as pilot Jack Swigert, the luckless soul whose last move led to the explosion.
All I did was stir those tanks.
What was that gauge reading before you hit the switch?
Hey, don't tell me how to fly the damn CM, all right?
You don't
they brought
even
me
know,
in here
do you?
To do a job. They asked me to stir the damn tanks, and I stirred the tanks.
Jack, stop kicking yourself in the ass.
This is not my fault.
No one is saying it is. If I'm in the left-hand seat when the call comes up, I stir the tanks.
Yeah, well, tell him that.
I just asked you what the gauge is reading.
All right, we're not.
And you don't know.
All right, look, we're not doing this, gentlemen. We are not going to do this. We're not going to go bouncing off the walls for 10 minutes because we're just going to end up right back here with the same problems, trying to figure out how to stay alive.
If that exchange sounds slightly tinny and false, that's because it is. It's the only purely fictional creation in this movie. Nothing else on screen has been jazzed up for the cameras, and a lot of people are going to find the very squareness of it all refreshing. This is a movie about good, clean-cut men relying on teamwork and American ingenuity. It's about a government bureaucracy doing something right for a change. What's most impressive, though, is how that can-do spirit has pervaded the movie itself. Everything you see in Apollo 13 has been recreated with extraordinary accuracy, including the weightless sequences, which were filmed in 23-second spurts in the very plane NASA uses to simulate weightlessness, a job it accomplishes so effectively that it's been nicknamed the Vomit Comet. Hanks, Bacon, and Paxton are terrific in their roles, and so are Ed Harris and Kathleen Quinlan on the ground, but this isn't an actor's movie. It belongs to the screenwriters, William Broyles and Al Reinert, and to cinematographer Dean Cundey, and to Ron Howard, who's never before made a film this good. Apollo 13 is a suspense movie that grips you, even though you know what's going to happen in the end. It's a tribute to how good a storyteller can be when what he tells is the truth.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.